Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Yes, we do. Each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about relationships, sex, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hey, babe.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was sweating a little earlier, but I think I've cooled off.
Yeah, you're wearing shorts. That's unusual for you.
Shorts is very unusual, but I'm working on a soup.
I like it. Like those legs, seeing those calves.
Get them calves.
We got some other calves in studio with us today. He's the founder and publisher of Impose Magazine, which is an independent music and culture rag. He's a regular contributor to Golf Digest as well.
He also has two calves. And he has written for Vice, Gothamist, The Village Voice. He had a stint as a talking head on VH1's Most Shocking Moments in Music.
We're talking to Derek Evers. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh.
I like that music. It's really got me in the mood.
It sets the mood for sure.
It does.
I love that you're running the gamut here with an independent music magazine and Golf Digest.
Yeah, that's my, that's like the opposite ends of the spectrum. But I actually did that so I could move away from music, so there's no conflict of interest, because every other place I was writing for was music related. So I was like, I want to move to sports, and what other, you know, what's the most rock and roll sport you can think of?
It's golf.
Yeah.
So we're wining and dining Derek in studio today.
That's okay.
I combined Derek and Evers.
I can go by both of them. It's all right.
Eric Devers. Derek asked for ginger ale.
I did.
Ginger ale's
what's up with that, man?
I'm like a 65-year-old man in a I don't know, 26-year-old body, and somewhere in between it makes me a middle-aged 30-something.
Mm-hmm.
You split the difference on that.
Yeah, I do.
I love how middle-aged is 30-something.
I don't know where to put that, but, you know, I feel
31, let's just say that.
You know what's funny, though, is I love ginger ale, and I didn't realize that it is, like, a rare commodity in the South until recently. It's like they don't believe.
Oh,
they're like,
really?
No, but we have Sprite, and it's just like, yeah, I know.
They don't have the ginger ales. Well, our producer Taylor Moore is a Bama boy.
Bama.
So you grew up gingerless. That's sad.
I mean, it probably exists, but I don't
check
think they have it in the normal, you know, restaurants.
Yeah,
and stuff
Well, it's we like to bring the delicacies. You know, ginger ale is hard to find. Let's just say that all over the world. But we scoured and we found a Schweppes brand.
This is good stuff.
This is kind of a good golf drink, right?
It is
out there in the hot.
I guess. I should have had Arnold Palmer iced tea or something like that.
You should have.
That wouldn't have been sexy, though. We would have been looking at like an old man.
Old-ass Palmer. Although he was
an old man.
He was recently fully nude on the cover of ESPN The Magazine.
No, that was Gary Player.
Oh, Player, sorry.
But he is equally as old.
And saggy, yeah.
Wait, there's
an
old naked golfer on the cover of a magazine?
Yeah.
Yep.
They do a body issue every year that's, focused on fitness.
I have body issues. I'm Golf Digest. Yeah.
And he's like 73 years old and does 1,000 sit-ups a day or something like
that.
No,
he looked amazing for something. He looked better than I do.
Did you get to see the peen?
No peen. They covered the ESPN The Mag.
How did they cover the peen? With a golf club?
With a 9-iron, yeah.
No, they always have them in like, you know, suggestive but not revealing poses.
That is so bizarre to me.
And it's always like hot people, and then they throw in like those a few oddballs like that. So
where do you think there's more like sexy action? Do you think in the sport world of golf, or do you think in the independent music world?
Well, I think in the independent music world, it's a much more cliche sexy. You know, it's like you know who's getting it on and who's not, or who should be and who shouldn't be.
it's very clear.
Yeah, but in golf, it's interesting. You know, there's a lot. I mean, you got the Tiger Woods scandal. There's all those. You know, you got all the guys on tour, there's always rumors floating around.
Well, John Daly was a legendary coos hound, I believe.
He was.
Coos
I mean,
hound.
All. I mean, Arnold Palmer, he was, you know, he's legendary ladies' man.
Yep.
Even today, he's still at his advanced age. I know a lot of girls are into that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And he would mix with anyone, just like iced tea and lemonade.
Yes.
Oh.
Ooh, sexy Arnold.
I'm trying to think of like what's the racial mix of iced tea and lemonade, but that might.
Yeah.
Be,
what's
I
the,
think I figured
might be
it
racist.
Out, but I'd
it's
rather
like,
not say
like Indian and Asian or something like that.
Yeah.
Is
it's a well. What is Tiger relate as a Caucasian or what does he call? It's like Caucasian, Black, Asian, and American Indian, I believe.
Something like that. Yeah.
Know.
He
yeah.
might be.
He
the,
might be the
Arnold. Arnold Palmer.
He
iced
is
tea.
The Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
It's not correctly named drink.
That is.
Well, we talked about the science of Tiger Woods' DNA, and now we're going to slide into sexy science.
Ooh.
Ooh. Here's what we do. We rip articles.
Ripped from the headlines.
We want to combine our loves of science and sex. And so this article here is long-distance relationships are more intimate that a recent
Who
study.
Who knew? I did not know that.
No, I think they usually get a kind of a negative vibe about a long-term relationship, or at least being difficult.
Long distance, not long term.
Long term is just get such a bad
long-term
rap.
Long-term relationships.
Why would you dare stay involved in a relationship more than a year? But this was a study that was done by researchers at Cornell. And they found that men and women in long-distance relationships were more likely to share meaningful thoughts and feelings than those who are not.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I like, can see that.
Yeah. Maybe if you're coming home every day and you're just like, not, you don't share. You just watch TV together or something.
Like, I just need to relax.
Yeah.
Can you get off my back for 5 seconds?
I think there's also, yeah, I guess there's the, did I tell you this story like 5 times already? You get into that where I think with the long distance, if you have just a few moments every week
you have to make
to talk,
them count.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering if this is like over the phone or like text and like
right.
chatting and stuff like that. Because I feel like.
Well, this probably got better recently with technology.
Right.
Because I mean, with Skype and FaceTime and everything else, you can. It's
well, yeah,
not as bad as it was.
We
once was.
Bang, but we don't just stare at each other's genitals. But I think if you were
right.
long distance
right.
and you were sending like naughty nudes, you know what I mean?
Naughty nudes.
Naughty nudes. And drinking your Arnold Palmer. No, but you're like, would see, you'd be like, oh, I have this like dick pic I can look at all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's what they're referring
to. But
yeah,
I was going
to
say that's...
That's true intimacy.
I would say that someone that you're in a relationship in the same vicinity probably sees your genitals just as often.
Yeah, but they don't like stare at them. I'm saying like
I
you're
stare
just
at
like...
Your genitals.
Do you?
I stare at my genitals. Does that count?
No.
That's
I'm
it's
having...
a form of masturbation, man.
It's, you know... Self-admiration. I'm trying to say some cliche saying in there.
Do you ever try to sneak dick pics onto your magazine?
No. Okay. Although you know the band Death Grips? Did you hear about that whole fiasco?
No.
They were on a major label, and the major label wouldn't let them put out their, you know, like they had their album done, wanted to put it out like, you know, a year from now, and the band like self-released it on the internet and put it up with the cover image was just a penis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a hairy penis. And they had to like obviously blur it out everywhere it went. So it was actually just like a hairy black bar kind of. Because you saw the bar, and
yeah.
that was the grossest
And the
part
pubes of... made it
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the pubes
so
still make
gross.
It in. You're just, yeah, that is way grosser, because it's like implied
yeah.
grossness is even worse than real grossness.
I feel like if I were in a long-distance relationship, I would like send a little lock of my pubes.
Ugh.
Snail
Ooh.
Mail.
Snail mail style.
There has to be...
USPS.
There has to be a business that revolves around that, like mailing pubes.
Yeah.
There's someone making a lot of money right now. Pubes are us.
Pubes
are... Yeah.
I was thinking like Curly Express.
You, see, you're much better. You're much better at naming things than I am.
Much better at naming pube mail service.
I just am obsessed with pubic hair.
We were talking about this last night about how in Japan they have, you know, vending machines for everything, and
mm-hmm.
they actually have vending machines for used underwear,
mm-hmm.
like where gentlemen can buy used panties.
Yeah, that's a convenient. When it gets to the point where that's common enough that it's a convenience, people think everyone needs it. You need a Snickers bar, and you need your used panties.
I can envision like, you know, an assembly line of like people like rubbing underwear on something that makes them smell like, you know.
Yeah, because
like
they're
not,
how many of them
yeah.
are actually worn
exactly.
by women.
Either that or maybe they do. They just employ one person to like
just keep
put
over
them on
and over
and
again.
Just like wiggle
well,
around.
Or yeah, like if you were one of those girls, we'd be like, we pay you a certain amount a week, and at the end of the week, you give us 7 pairs of
yeah.
soiled.
Oh, yeah. We need
that
you to piss and shit yourself.
Now you're taking a step. Yeah. That's like premium membership,
you know? I was
thinking
about like discharge and sweat.
Okay.
All
right. All right.
Now,
don't shy away
now
from the
nitty
gritty. Now we're getting in the wheelhouse.
I need somewhere to stare at my own dick.
Do you have a mirror?
I'm trying to sum up this article. I think that's about it.
That's
I think
about it.
Just,
I think it's
you share more intimate things.
I would agree.
If you're, like,
and
far
I think
away.
It is definitely a chat thing because I don't talk on the phone at all.
Right.
I mean, I would say 99% of my phone calls go missed.
Yeah, and then you text and you're like, what do you want?
And then my voicemail says, text me and I'll get back to you much quicker.
Yeah, I do the same.
Well, it's just intimacy.
And then I share all my intimate thoughts once you text message me.
Once it gets via text,
yeah.
you get real intimate.
Yeah, it's like wiener.
That's the technology.
I always get scared that everything you write will eventually.
Oh, it will haunt you. At some point.
Like, I think I've sent one boob picture in my whole life because I'm like, what if I want to run for president?
Yeah, and Snapchat is no good. You just take a screen cap of it before it disappears, so.
And then, I think by the time any of us are running for president, which I say that with caution.
In 4 years.
Yes, I'm starting my platform now. This is actually where I'm going to announce my candidacy.
Derek Evers for president.
First, yeah. But I feel like Anthony Weiner is doing a nice job of, like, just making sure that that is all a non-issue by the time we are running.
Oh, yeah, he's you know? Blazed the trail on
At
that.
Some point, it's just going to be
blazing
like, I'm waiting for the person to get up there and not, like, give this, like, faux apology and just be like, ask me anything. You know, it's like, I've done these drugs. Yep. I've slept with these women. You know?
That's, right. That's Jimmy McMillan on this actual program.
He was very candid.
But then, he'll never, it's hard to get
he
elected.
He probably won't be president. Those kind of no. Shows. Sorry, Jimmy.
We want you to, Jimmy. We'll vote for you, but... all right. So, yeah. So, intimacy changes with the technological landscapes and
dick pics. Our next area of discussion is us helping people who are sometimes far away.
Yeah. Listener love.
Listener mailbag.
Real questions from real people trying to reach out using all the technologies available to them. And Telly from New Haven uses this technology called email. emailed us at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com.
Electronic mail.
Yes, it's craziness. Telly asks, I know this sounds crazy, but I am in love with my Ames chair. I think about it all day and sleep in it instead of my bed. Am I nuts?
I've heard of this. It's objective sexuals. There's, like, women who have, like, married the Eiffel Tower. Have you ever read about this?
What is an Ames chair?
An Ames chair.
Oh, Ames.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, to his to Telly's credit, that's a very good-looking chair. I wonder which one he's talking about.
Well,
I'm trying to think if there's any inanimate objects I'm in love with.
In love.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say because there's – I mean, you blur the lines between love and lust because if you marry – yeah. If you marry the Eiffel Tower, you cannot have actual relations with the Eiffel Tower.
Right. No, women have been like humped it and like then been dragged away.
It is the ultimate phallic object.
Yeah, it is. Right. But the size of it. I mean, how do you get away with that?
Or do you get a replica? Queens. Those are size queens.
They are size. They're really into. It's hard to live up to those standards.
That's why I like ginger ale so much. I never really put any sexual connotations into my relationship with ginger ale, but now that I think about it.
You could jazz off in a bathtub full of ginger
ale. I might
ale.
Just have to pour it all over myself while I'm staring at my genitals in the mirror.
That would work.
I like that. You should email us about that.
It would be really sticky.
Help.
Well, I think the
would
only
make your pubes sticky.
The only issue is you're never going to be loved back, I guess. So you might be sad if you're in love with an inanimate object, and then.
But maybe that's part of the appeal.
Maybe that's part of it. You know, it's like the ultimate chase. You know, it's like some girls like chase. I'm not just saying this. I don't know.
Guys like the chase,
yes,
too.
Yes, you know, and when you can't ever get with it's like the ultimate chase.
It is. Know? It really is.
It will never love you back.
Yeah, you're like, I can own you, but I can't make you love me.
Yes. Yeah. Telly, you're not nuts. The question you're asking is nuts. Of course not. I mean, it's no one's being harmed in this. The chair is, you know, you can do whatever you want to that chair. It's just an object. Or am I going out on a
limb? Is Telly a male or a female?
I don't know. New Haven? Probably a male.
So many males in New Haven. I mean, there's like five women I know.
I think Telly, it's totally fine. But at some point, try to, you know, make a relationship with someone who can love you back and see if you like that too.
Or you have a relationship with another person in the chair.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
You're having like a menage a trois.
Man, I
chair.
Love that.
And then he doesn't, or he or she does not have to tell the other person about
the
your
cheating
lust
that's
for the
going
chair.
On.
Yeah, and it's
but
like,
all the while, it's driving
and
the train.
And then you have everything involved.
That'd be funny, though. You bring a girl home, and she's like, pushes you down the bed, and you're like, let's move over to the chair. Let's move over to the chair. Yeah. And you just like, keep saying
why
that.
Why are you so into the chair?
Yeah, what's going on with your chair?
All right.
It's just soft. I like it.
Telly, get a girl in the chair. Or boy. All right. Our second question comes to us from our Facebook page. It's Krista in Manhattan asks, my boyfriend's mom is literally insane. She lives close enough that she drives into Manhattan every weekend and makes my life a living hell. She's overbearing, snobby, and rude to homeless people. It's getting to a point where I almost want to break up with a really wonderful guy. Help.
Well, I assume this is Krista from Manhattan. I assume she doesn't mean she's literally insane or that she's just kind of crazy.
Because
if she is literally insane, then I don't know. You should probably have her committed, I guess. But
she's dating Amanda Bynes' son.
Amanda Bynes' son. Amanda Bynes
the son we haven't heard about yet.
No, I don't know. I mean, this is something you're going to have to deal with. If
obviously,
you do
don't break up with a great guy, but she needs to do some. There needs to be some boundaries set, right?
Yeah, I would. That is, I mean, yeah. I think it comes down to the relationship between the boyfriend and the mom. Like, is are they really close?
Right.
That, you know,
right.
Because I've dated some people with crazy moms, and the craziness tends to also work on them as well. Like, they don't really want to be involved with the craziness either. But maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, the relationship there is
I'm much
is
better
very
with
important.
Sex questions, I have to be honest. These real serious questions,
I feel like both of our moms are a little eccentric.
Yeah.
But it's not to the point. I don't want to speak for both of us. We're like, first of all, they're far enough away. They're not here every weekend. And second of all, everyone's willing to put up with a little bit of like your funny family that you're like right. becoming a part of, you know? But this sounds like, I mean, if she's abusive to homeless.
I wish she would have included some examples
of the homeless. She's very rude to the homeless.
That is a terrible quality.
It is
very specifically awful.
Yeah.
It's like American Psycho. She might be killing people.
She might have some bodies.
Yeah. Or I was thinking like just a psycho, like. He's maybe obsessed with his mom. I mean, not that she's obviously alive.
Oh, a Bates situation.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're asking if what their relationship is.
Yeah, that's
like,
where
why
I think.
Why is she
I think
there every weekend?
Right. You know, if she's contemplating breaking up with him, it has to be because the relationship is close
awkward.
Enough or, where she's around enough.
Yeah, I think addressing it is always, you definitely bring it up with him. And I think you probably should, if you're with this guy long enough, should be able to have a read on how he feels about his own mother.
Maybe buy the mom an Eames chair so she has a love of her own.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we just answered the question.
There you go.
Eames chair.
Not helpful at all. Sorry, Krista.
Paula from Altoona in Pennsylvania via email says, I want to name my baby Candelabra. My friends are being a-holes about it, but I think it's beautiful.
Whoa.
That's all. So that's just it. There's no real question.
Yeah. What do her friends have to do with it, though? I mean, if her and her...
Yeah.
Assuming she has another person involved in the relationship, I mean, maybe she's adopting...
Right.
Candelabra.
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 I don't know.
Speaking of inanimate objects...
I don't know. I don't think anyone should be named Candelabra.
Yeah, but you can call it Candy.
Candy's a great nickname for Candelabra.
I am of the... My train of thought with names is you can name it whatever you want. As long as it's something that can be shortened into a nice little...
A cool nickname.
Yeah, like a nickname.
Well, I also think that no matter what... Yeah, I feel the same way just because I know there are so many names that I have a negative connotation with, which is not justified other than outside my own
personal
mind.
Experience.
So if someone will say, oh, you know, there's a I'm going to name Jacqueline, and you're like, oh, fucking, I know two Jacquelines that stink, so I don't like that name. But it really has nothing to do with...
Stinky Jackie.
Stinky Jackie.
Yeah, it's always funny because like I've always wanted to name a son if I have one named Ian. And that was because, you know, growing up a punk rock kid, you know, Ian MacKay.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
not Ian Ziering.
Well, I learned that my parents almost called me Ian. So that was also a part of it.
Interesting.
But every girlfriend I've had was like, no. And it was always because, like, they went to school with some Ian that was always like a nerd.
Just
or
kinda,
like something, you know, something that didn't sit well with them. And so it's interesting. I think that is a lot how people, you know, do the name...
Yeah,
I definitely have
bad connotations with certain names.
Yeah,
but I think Candelabra, we can just all agree, is ridiculous.
I mean, it sounds kind of like a vampire or something like that.
It's a real thing. It's like a thing with all those candles on.
See, but it's apple.
All this like furniture talk is like I'm out of the loop.
I'm sorry, we really gave you some hard questions.
I'm just not really comfortable with the furniture world.
It's all our time spent.
I did when I was like 16 work in the housewares department at Montgomery Ward's, believe it or not. I should know this stuff, but
you just broke some hearts over at Montgomery Ward. Well, yeah, so it is, I mean, it is ridiculous. Let's just, fine. It's unique. I don't know that anyone else would be named Candelabra. So if you want them to maybe get their stones busted a little when they're younger, but then make it their own and be unique when they get older, then yeah, name them Candelabra.
And Candy. Just remember Candy.
Make sure to go with Candy.
What if it's a boy?
A candy boy. Boys can be Candy.
Yeah.
No.
Pop Rocks or
like really
Big League Chew or something.
You could do Dell if it's a boy.
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, Dell, yeah.
I'm trying to chop bra. His name
yeah.
up.
You can call him Bra.
Bra.
Bra. Yeah, well,
can.
Don't name can. A boy Candelabra.
All right, don't name a boy Candelabra.
Well, those questions, I think we really helped some people there. I feel that might be our most powerful yet. But now we've got some questions we want to float out there for our guest, Derek. We want to ask him six sections, which are six rapid-fire questions. Derek, number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner? As he peeps over.
I'm going to say... All right, one life partner. And that's an honest answer. Because I feel...
Sounded
at my,
pretty honest.
Well, at my advanced age, I feel like I've already
done enough.
Oh, yeah.
What, you're middle age? You're like 20?
Yeah.
Number two, what's the sexiest animal?
A koala.
Who is your
marsupial.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah.
What's the best song to have sex to, Derek Evers? You should know this.
Let's get it on.
Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Backseat.
What is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
A booty.
A booty.
Booty, 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 booty everywhere.
Booty, 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 booty,
booty everywhere.
That's it.
This has been six sections with Derek.
Yes.
Man, I like those. You should make those like 15 questions.
We
I could do those
keep
all
going.
Day.
Yeah.
I know.
That
love
was
it.
Great.
Love it.
I love talking about myself.
Staring at my dick and talking about
we should
myself.
Just ditch all these other segments and let's just
wait. Koala's interesting.
Yeah, it's adorable.
It was, you know, you just said animal, and I just thought that was kind of the first thing I thought of. Also, they do have that extra hole, so you know.
Yeah, just so many holes to fill.
Whoa. You fucked the baby pocket?
Get in that pouch.
Well, I heard there's pouch like fucking. Some lube in there or something, you know?
Yeah,
it's like slimy.
It's naturally lubricated.
Dry, so, you know?
That's for the baby.
As long as there's no baby in there. I mean, you don't want to go fucking.
Or.
Okay. Another menage a trois.
You're like, my dick's in the pocket. Baby koala sucking my dick. All right.
Then I start nibbling on some eucalyptus, and I just
can I just apologize to PETA?
Yeah. So
I don't wear them. I mean, come on.
Right.
No, not just, like I'm not like I'm wearing.
You don't
koala
think PETA would be anti
koala fucking
baby koala pocket fucking?
I think it depends on the consensual depends. Nature of the relationship.
Yeah, as long as everyone's into it, then I think PETA should be all right with that.
Did you say let's get it on for the song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marvin Gaye, right?
Yeah.
Let's get it on. I mean, it's just like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a litany of songs that I would, you know, enjoy having sex to, but you just said it and I was just like,
Marvin's vocals.
I think I banged my high school boyfriend to that song in like a cliche way.
I've never had sex to that song. I just,
no, it was a good choice.
I think personally I would choose the OCs. I was going to say the OCs is what I should say.
I love the OCs.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I think we've banged to them, but you didn't know.
I didn't know who they were. No,
I just put them on the iPod.
Just put it on. I said, "Well,
actually, they were watching. That's what
they were there,
and you didn't know.
They wish they were watching.
They were in the closet.
Those little rugrats.
Oh hell!
So that's probably what I would say as a band. But you know, you just said song, and I just had to go with the sexiest song.
You panicked.
Yeah, I did. I did. It was rapid fire question number two, and I was already,
sweat.
I was like, "Can we go back to koala?
Can I just snuggle up in there? Well, we're gonna discuss." No, they're not marsupials at all, but this week's PC Spotlight.
Power couple of the week. You know her. She's a bombshell Olympic skier with a penchant for optimism.
Oh, you know him. Four-time Masters champion with a wandering dong.
We're talking about Lindsey Vonn.
And Tiger Woods.
Woo! You brought up Tiger earlier.
Yeah, Tiger's all over this
episode. That's in my wheelhouse.
Yes. So this is a fresh relationship.
It is. It's, well, you know, in the past couple of months, they aired it out, I guess,
right.
Like, you know.
Well, and they're obviously a power couple in the fact that they're both on their own, like, great athletes.
Yeah, and they it's interesting because there's this trend among all athletes, but especially in golf now, to have, like, a celebrity girlfriend as well because, you know, they're always around. They follow you around the golf course on, like, practice rounds or at the majors, and it's kind of like a, almost like a PR thing to a certain extent. Although I will say, they seem pretty legitimate. At first, you're like, but like, you know, she seems pretty happy to be around him.
Right. No, she, and I think Elon, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Elon.
I think she gave her, I don't know who was looking for it, but she gave her grace.
Her blessing.
Her blessing to this relationship.
who was asking for Elon's blessing?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the children that are involved. Maybe they're sorry.
True,
you know.
True.
I will, not to take us off the topic, but this is almost more interesting than that couple, though, is Dustin Johnson, another pretty prominent golfer. He's like top 20 in the world, is dating Paulina Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky's daughter. And for all you listeners out there, if you have a moment to Google Paulina Gretzky, you will know that she is a very beautiful woman.
Yes, I've seen a few pics of her. That's got to be some pressure with you know, a legend like Gretzky.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. Well, I don't want to be bad mouthing someone like, you know, Wayne Gretzky, but he apparently has a tendency to tap the bottle a little bit. He likes his sauce. And
sure he does.
And so they played together actually at a pro. The you know, Dustin Johnson and Wayne Gretzky, who is, you know, he's dating his daughter, and it's really awkward because, you know, they're always Instagramming pictures of them in, like, you know, in their hot bodies, in hot tubs and things like that, and now he's playing golf with her dad, but he did like a post-round interview, and he was kind of stumbling over his words a little bit.
Oh, got a little loose out there in the course.
So, you know, he likes to live
it
up.
I thought you were going to say, as a hockey player, I feel like I'd be worried if I were that dude dating his daughter. If I messed up, I would just get the shit kicked out.
Yeah, but Wayne
was always, he was a finesse player.
Yeah,
he was never
a bruiser.
Like a
bully.
No, no, no. No, he was all finesse.
Yeah.
That is really interesting. I want to Google them and see how hot
they are. Yeah, they are.
She kind of looks a little like Wayne Gretzky, though. Am I? Taylor Moore has.
Our producer has pulled up a photo.
They're attractive, right?
Her breasts look different than Wayne's. No, I see what you mean. It'd be weird to be fucking somebody and be like, "Is this Wayne Gretzky?"
Yeah, I know. Like, you know, you could just see a little bit of the facial features, and you're like, "Yeah."
Passing around that nude.
I mean, it was kind of funny because, as a hockey fan, she's only like 21 or 22. She looks older than that though. She looks like
she's lived a little.
Yeah, she looks like she's lived.
She's probably hitting the bottle with pops.
Hit the bottle with pops.
But yeah, if you're having sex with her and you're like, I wonder. Well, back to Lindsey Vonn and Tiger, but she's a very handsome woman herself. She's a very
tends to go. I feel like for like the strong,
tall, blonde,
like athletic, beautiful, handsome.
But she's kind of big.
She is big.
Is she a big girl?
Not like big. She's tall.
Like, she's like 6 feet tall, or 5'10", 5'11", something.
I think is weird about this and hasn't come up yet is like he's just a notorious cheater.
Well,
I'm not saying you can't, like, you know.
Right, right.
You know why it
turn over a new leaf, but that's just like she seems so like
the way that whole thing
about
is,
it.
Yeah. The way that whole thing. Well, I mean, you know, he's going to move on at some point. He's
maybe they're in an open relationship,
again.
But they just don't tell people.
Maybe they are.
Yes,
there are. I don't want to talk about rumors because they're
telling tales out
but,
of school.
But there was a long-standing rumor for a long time that Phil Mickelson and his wife were
swinging around.
I love swingers.
Well, Mickelson's still. I mean, he's been relevant for a long time.
Yeah,
he just recently won the British Open.
Yeah, but his wife and mother or mother-in-law both got like breast cancer in the same month or something like that. So they might have. Yeah, I mean, this was 2 or 3 years ago, but I think they might have since slowed down their sexual appetite.
Well,
you never know.
No, they could have. Yeah. They could have ramped it up. I
could have ramped it up.
Yeah, I want to make up for lost time. Or, you know?
Yeah.
The thing with Tiger too is, of course, I think it was almost unprecedented because I think in other areas, rock stars getting caught cheating on their wife, even politicians, it seemed like that was unprecedented amount of media coverage and how crazy it was that it was like the worst affair of all time.
I mean,
including Bill Clinton.
I feel like he was our golden boy though.
Well,
that's why.
I mean,
he seemed so wholesome.
Yeah,
but that's just a sell Buicks.
I mean, exactly. I feel like, you know, you look at pretty much any athlete, and I'm not trying to be like they're unfaithful or whatever, but you're on the road like X amount of months a year. You know, it's almost like it's not bound to happen, but you can see why it would happen. I'm not excusing it, but you know, this has come up plenty of times too. Is you just look back throughout history and like there are guys that, you know, it was kind of known in circles that you know they were doing those things. But you know, I mean, JFK. You just don't. It just wasn't covered.
It wasn't covered. No.
Yeah, it's weird how sometimes it's romanticized and you're given a pass, and sometimes you're like, you are the devil.
Well, it was also
the
sensational nature of which it came to light was with him backing out and the. I mean, I don't remember exactly what the hell the situation, but there was. Like he was possibly drunk or someone, and then
he like
on pills.
She,
or
yeah,
she was
she
on.
She saw the text message, and like he like peeled out.
Yeah,
like she was chasing him.
He crashed. Yeah, I mean So I think it just was sensational from the jump. And then when it came out that a lot of people started saying the nature of his affairs, it wasn't just like he met a girl. There was some sexual.
He had some fetishes that came up.
He had
his own harem apparently of people where he could. Not a harem, but, you know, like people in different cities.
Tiger Woods has a harem.
I got hoes in different area codes. Remember that song?
Yeah, that was a great song.
Yeah.
That applies here.
It does.
Yes.
I wish it was
He's
playing.
A very polarizing figure, though. That's the thing. And,
he is.
I mean,
he is.
He's, you know, probably the greatest golfer of all time.
Which
and
is why.
And he's black, too.
And he's black. People are looking to take him down.
They really are. It's you know, again, I'm not trying to speak for everyone who covers golf or anything like that. But
as a golf journalist.
But there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of... like under the, what do you call that? Like racism, but it's not really, it's like bubbling, but not really.
Right.
You know, it's
totally. That makes sense to me with golf.
Yeah.
Like I feel like
it's like that Family Guy is like, okay, are we clear on the rules now?
Yeah.
No blacks and no Jews. Can we
Wait,
say
those...
that was Family Guy's line, not
no,
mine.
No,
like, are those and your personal thoughts?
Well, it's also true that for many years, country clubs were that way.
I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and there was a country club where we had a school dance that still wouldn't like let Jewish people be members. And it's like, what the fuck year is this? Like, what is going on?
That's probably just because they were like, Jews? We're like in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
I'm from Portland, and there are Jews there.
Did they make it that far away? I thought like, you know, they stopped off in the Midwest.
No, that's not the issue, guys. It's just like, there's just these like leftover, like, you're like, what the hell?
This comes up a lot. I mean, where they just played the British Open, it's a men's only club. So, you know, women aren't allowed to join.
Yeah.
They're allowed to play there, though. It's weird because we shouldn't get into that. That's another topic. It's not nearly as sexy.
It's not sexy. They checked.
Let's go into the deep, dark corners of country clubs in there.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tiger and Lindsay could possibly have something on their hands.
Although she did say recently that they'll never get married. So I think there might be something to the
open
relationship. Yeah,
they're keeping it open.
Interesting.
But they seem like they enjoy each other's company.
Well, God bless him, you know. God bless these kids.
I mean, he deserves to have, you know, to have some happiness, I guess. He was, you know, he went through all that horrible publicity for 3 years.
I don't know. His golf game fell off.
Yeah. Poor guy couldn't keep his dick in his pants. All right. Let's see if you can keep your dick in your pants.
I might not be able to.
You've been staring at it this entire episode.
As we take you on a virtual date in Virtual Sugar. So Virtual Sugar is where we take a real OkCupid profile and take you on an improvised date with your perfect woman.
Yes, okay. For what we know about you, we've searched, we've scoured the OkCupid domain, and we found Lil Drummer Girl.
Scoured.
Is her handle, and the location of this date is going to be a ferry ride to IKEA. So you're going on a ferry ride to IKEA with Lil Drummer Girl.
All right.
I'll be playing her.
Date begins now.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Good. I'm Sarah, not actually Little Drummer Girl.
Oh, that's cool. I guess I'm Derek. I don't know if I had an OkCupid profile, but okay.
Oh, you were Little Drummer Boy, I thought that would be cute.
Okay. Now I'm in the world.
Are you okay?
I am. I'm okay. I was confused at first how we met each other, but now I realize how this came to be.
Oh, you probably have a lot of girls dancing around you.
It's not that I have a lot of girls. It's that I have multiple OkCupid profiles. So,
some
of them for each one. So I was trying to remember which one I was talking to you on.
That's creepy.
So my name is Derek.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. I'm really excited that we're on this ferry, but I'm worried I'm going to get seasick. I have kind of a fucked up stomach.
It's okay, though, because once we get to IKEA, they have some meatballs there. It should settle your stomach.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're Swedish, you know, and the Swedish are known for keeping your gastrointestinal system in check.
Are you, like, a doctor? You know so much stuff.
No, I'm just a big fan of IKEA. Like, I can't wait to go. It's going to be really fun.
Excuse me, is this seat taken here? I work at IKEA. I'm just catching a ride to work, but I want to sit down.
I guess.
Hey, name's TJ. Hi.
Oh, go ahead and have a seat, TJ.
Cool.
So yeah, IKEA. I'm really excited. There's they have all these different rooms. It's really kind of fun. I sometimes go like backwards in the way the arrow tells you to go.
You're not supposed to do that.
Sir.
I know, but that's what's kind
you're
of
like,
exciting.
You're like really. That's like there's just two rules at IKEA, and you're really breaking one of them there.
TJ, your whole ass is hanging out of your pants.
Yeah, these are IKEA issued. We have to wear these, and I keep telling them that I've grown since my time I've started there, but they won't.
Too many meatballs for TJ, I guess.
Well, yeah, we get all the free meatballs we can eat, so, you know, I'm up to about 2.5 bags a day.
We're actually on a date.
You and I are on a date? No. Oh, my God.
No, I'm on a date with Derek, not IKEA TJ.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, that was harsh. Derek, can you, like, defend my honor here? What the hell?
Oh, no, I was just interested because, like, I'm such a fan of IKEA. I thought TJ might give me some inside.
You're, like, staring off for a moment.
Well, I was thinking about, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Sarah.
Jesus.
Are you okay?
The
burp tasted of meatballs.
I was just thinking about.
I tasted your burp.
TJ, you're sitting too close.
I was just getting a little bit nervous because I was just realizing that this other girl I was talking to on my other OkCupid profile might be at IKEA. Would you be okay with that, Sarah, if we met up with her?
What?
Oh my God, you're a player.
TJ's along for the ride, let's just add another person.
It was a total miscommunication.
I haven't been on a date since my car exploded.
Guys,
what caused your car to explode?
There's a bomb in it.
Oh my God, you're that girl in Crown Heights where the car exploded. I read about that.
Yeah, exploding Sarah of Crown Heights.
Now, now I feel bad. Maybe the other girl's not such a good idea. Maybe I should text
well,
her.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I know of a setup. It's in the back. Most people don't go that way because they follow the arrows. But it's like it's got a nice little day bed and a couple of lamps that we can dim. And then like maybe you and the three and the four, this other woman that you have waiting for you at IKEA. Maybe we could all just get back into this this nice bedroom setup.
I mean, maybe I should try new things.
I think so. I mean, that's what IKEA is all about, really.
Oh, it's all about exploration. And
it is. I mean, that's why you explore all these different rooms. You know, we can bring up some shams and some pillows.
Oh, we'll have all the pillows and shams. We'll have some. Dollar ice cream cone. We'll just, lick at each other off.
I'm trying to think of some other, maybe.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, good. Then we'll get that fucked up stomach of yours going. And...
Can I just ask you a quick question, Derek? I'm going to buy a car tomorrow, a new one. Because my other one exploded. Would you go on another date with me?
Yeah. And I won't. I promise I won't ask any to meet anyone else on that date.
Second date. Woo!
Yes.
That was a good date.
It started a little rough, I have to admit.
It was rocky early.
You made up for it, though, with your passion for IKEA.
I do. I kind of really like IKEA, though. It's a fun way
to
shop.
It's a playground, yeah.
And then you're like, I'm not going to get anything because I have to carry it myself and get it off the shelves. But, you know, it was fun
while
I was
there. I don't want to build anything.
Yeah, you know.
It's great for window shopping.
Going back to Montgomery Wards, this is kind of a weird. But I remember one time this old man bought a TV entertainment stand or whatever, and mm-hmm. he asked me to come over and build it for him or put it together because he couldn't put it together. And I remember, he paid me, a couple,
was it
a date? 20 bucks. I remember feeling slightly weird about it. It was like the old guy, another Family Guy reference, but the old guy that's always hitting on Chris or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Come over. Yeah, I felt like it was kind of, I was like, is he staring at my ass when I put this together?
So I got out of there. He knew how to put that together.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's like, everything is home built in his house, it's all these wooden.
Yeah, you're like, you're actually quite the craftsman. Yeah. And yes. He's like, what?
He's like, I don't understand the metric system. It's got me all messed up.
Oh, interesting.
That's a sad reality.
That is a sad story. You know what else is sad?
The end of this episode is getting me very sad because we have to say goodbye.
Oh,
Derek.
The listeners are probably happy about that.
No. They love you.
I really appreciate it. This is fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing it.
Yeah, we'll have you back and you can talk more about
your own genitals.
Yes, my genitals and IKEA. I'm going to go... Meatballs and my genitals.
That's a hell of a legacy.
I think the metric system's good for the genitals because all the numbers are bigger.
Is that how it works?
Well, because it's smaller increments.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah.
Let's do it in centimeters, please.
Yeah. Well, how many centimeters in an inch?
Two and a half?
Yeah, so I'm 8 centimeters.
Stop bragging.
Hey, girl, you want to take all 8 centimeters?
If you want to check out more about Derek and his penis, you can go to imposemagazine.com.
Yes, please.
The preferred place for Derek's penis.
That's the preferred place.
Preferred. And, golfdigest.com. Peepthose.com.
But there's not going to be any. I should clarify, there will be no penises.
No penises on Golf Digest, no.
Because I don't own that one. There's penises on Impose, but no.
I was thinking of that penis album cover. Follow us.
Murph just went to a place.
I just went to a special place. Follow us on Twitter, please, at Menage Radio. And if you want to email us any kind of questions or sex requests or anything, menageatois.radio@gmail.com.
Our web presence is menageatoisradio.com. And we'd like to thank our producer, Taylor Moore.
What a presence Taylor Moore is.
Oh, he's a wonderful man. Like us on Facebook,
guys. Yeah. Please, get on there.
Where do we got? That matters.
This is a really good show. I'm just going to say that objectively. People should listen to this. This is a funny show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking us to IKEA.
Let me get my lips on those Swedish meatballs.
Can I put my clothes on now?
No.
Not until the music stops. I see you slipping a sock on. Don't you dare.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com. Ooh.